From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Turkey's ruling party victorious.
Bugün kazanan vardır. O da milletimizdir.
The ruling Justice and Development Party of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan swept to a surprise victory in Sunday's snap parliamentary polls, returning the country to a single-party rule just 5 months after it lost its majority for the first time in more than a decade. With almost all the ballots counted, the AKP was shown holding just under 50% of the vote and projected to win at least 316 seats in the 550-member parliament, a far wider margin of victory than predicted. Preliminary results also show the main opposition CHP party on track to win just over 25%. An aviation official says the Russian airliner that crashed in Egypt disintegrated in the air a day after the Metro jet flight disappeared from radar over the Sinai Peninsula with 224 people aboard. Almost all of the passengers were Russian tourists returning to St. Petersburg from the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh. Three Ukrainians are also among the dead. Emergency crews have recovered more than 160 bodies in both of the plane's black boxes, which record flight data and pilot communications. Militants claiming affiliation to the Islamic State said they shot down the jet, but aviation and military experts believe the group does not have missiles that could have reached the plane's altitude of 9,100 meters. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Sunday with Uzbekistan's President Islam Karimov. The two held talks in the city of Samarkand on the fringes of a diplomatic gathering of his five Central Asian counterparts. This is VOA News.